Over the course of the last several weeks, we've been following the Israelites on their journey to the Promised Land. And in our first reading today, we see that they are, in fact, in the Promised Land. But we have this tragic tale of how the Israelites turn away from God, even after all he's done for them. And it relates the countless tale repeated over and over again that for a while they follow God, but then eventually, just like they worshiped the golden calf in the desert as soon as Moses was on the mountain, so they turn away from God and worship false gods. Our psalm even tells us tragically that they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They served idols, which became a snare for them. You might ask, how could this happen? God had spent all that time preparing them, and they made their covenant with God, and how could they fall so far so quickly that all of a sudden not only are they not worshiping God, but they're sacrificing their own children to idols? How could that happen? Well, the answer there is in the fact that they basically just saw what was going on around them and said, well, if that's what people of the region are doing, maybe it's not so bad. They're sacrificing their children to idols. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe we could do that too. And all of a sudden, they stop looking at God. They look around and they decide, well, we'll just be like everybody else. It's a lot easier just to be like everybody else. Problem is, that's not why God formed his chosen people. God chose them specifically with the mission to be a light to the nations. They're supposed to go in there and be the salt that brings everybody else up. The pagans who are sacrificing their children should look at the Israelites and say, look at them. We don't have to do this. What do they have? We want to be like them. Sadly, instead, the opposite happens. Israel abandons their call from God and instead becomes just like everybody else. This, sadly, is very much plaguing our church these days, too. Think about our call as Catholics. It used to be that you could look at a cross-section of the population, and on all the key moral issues and beliefs and practices, it was easy to tell the Catholics. You could look and say, that person's a Catholic. We had a certain identity and a sense of communal belonging. We knew who we were, and we knew specifically that our identity as Catholics was different than everybody else around us. But if you look today, what do you find? Well, if you look at abortion, well, Catholics pretty much are indistinguishable from the rest of the population. Contraception, same thing. Divorce, same. Catholics, same as everybody else. How did that happen? Well, just like the Israelites in the first reading today, we started looking around and said, gosh, it's a whole lot easier if we just be like everybody else. This idea of being salt and light, that's hard. Because in the midst of everybody else doing all these evil things, if we stand up and say, no, that's evil. We need to be what God calls us to be. Well, you can bet that that person is going to get pelted with a lot of stones real quick. But that's our mission. If we look to the gospel today, we see that Jesus has this beautiful encounter with this young man who kind of thinks he wants to be one of those people who is going to stand up and be a true Israelite, who wants to be set apart. He's trying to keep the commandments. And he has that desire that, I want more. And Jesus says, good. If you want to be perfect, you have to be completely detached from all these worldly things and focus just on me. If you want to be perfect, go sell all you have and follow me. That great call of Jesus, follow me. How many people in the Gospels wanted to hear that call? This young man gets the call, but he is so focused on the things around him that in the end he says no to the call of Jesus. He doesn't want to be so set apart like that. Jesus has that call for each of us. will we respond to the call of our baptism to be that person that is maybe a thorn in the side of people who just want to go with the flow? Can we be salt and light that Jesus has called us to be? Will we follow that? Or will we, like the young man in the gospel today, say, no, the pressure of the world is just too much? Will we say no to Jesus' call to follow him and thus, like this rich young man today, go away sad? The choice is ours.